the unemployed typewriter, who is commonly a person of superior education and capacity, might take to essays. And where is your living then? One might as reasonably start at once with the linotype and print one's wit and humour straight away. And taking the invasion of other trades one step further, one might, after an attempt to sell one's own newspaper, even get to the pitch of having to read it oneself. No, even essayists must be reasonable. If its mechanical clitter-clatter did not render composition impossible, the typewriter would still be beneath the honour of a literary man. Then, for the paper. The luxurious, expensive, small-sized cream-laid note is best. And, failing that, ripped envelopes and the back of bills. Some men love ruled paper, because they can write athwart the lines, and some take the fly leaves of their friends' books. But whosoever writes on cheap sermon paper full of hairs should write far away from the woman he loves, lest he offends her ears. It is good, however, for a terse, forcible style.